Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 46. And it has been over a week. That means that, spoiler alert, this is going to be all about Infinity War. So, if you haven't seen it, you have, about now. You have been warned. You have now to leave and come back and tune in next week. I've seen it twice now. Saw it again on Friday night with some of my friends. That was an adventure, even just getting to the theater. Not that good, but either way, I got to see for a second time, so, I'm sorry if I sound a little bit off. I've been dealing with allergies today, and I was outside working on some of my, doing some experiments for, some prop materials, and just testing it out and playing around, and it is just not going to rain anytime soon, so I'm just going to be kind of suffering with the pollen allergies. And so, yeah. Like I said, sorry if I kind of sound like I'm dying. Blame it on allergies, okay? All right, good. Phone's plugged in and charging. So, Steve's going to be joining us soon. He has seen Avengers. He's kind of disappointed that he missed out last week, but we didn't talk about Infinity War. So, once again, this is your time to leave and to turn off the show. So, as we wait for Steve to get in, I'm just going to tell you guys my reaction when I first saw it. So, I know Thanos. I know all about Thanos. I know what he does. I know, I knew what to expect, but it still shook me. It still shocked me. And so when I first saw it, I was like, no! I wasn't going as crazy as some of the people in the movie theater were. There were people who were screaming when some of these characters were dusted. That's what I'm calling it, when they were dusted, when they were Thanos snapped his fingers and poof, everyone sort of went to disintegrated. So I wasn't expecting that many of the heroes to be killed off, though. It would be a good number of them, but, when they took Spidey, oh, God. I cried. I will admit, I did cry a bit of that one, because that was, come on, really? That was my reaction, to that. And so, alright, I'm not sure what's taking him so long to find for our headphones. So, but, basically, hey, what's up?
Going on.
I like your name this time, One for All. But we are not talking about...
No, it's All for One.
It says One for All.
Did it say One for All?
Well, it says One for All. So maybe they got it backwards.
Maybe they wrote it backwards.
All right. So I was just talking about my initial reaction to Infinity War when I first saw it. And,
oh, no.
and that I was expecting a lot of deaths. I was not, I was, like, still emotional wreck afterwards, but I was, like, still saying I was happy because of the fact that they did not go lightly when Thanos came in. They went all out, and Thanos, like, fucked everything up with a snap of his fingers. Shit went to hell.
Shit went down.
Yes. I did cry a little bit with Spider-Man, though. Because
Spider-Man,
like that one actually affected me, and I was like, no, seriously, like if you like you should have seen my face was just like shock, like pure and utter shock, and then the like some tears came.
I didn't know what the hell was going on at first, and I'm like, why is everybody disappearing? I don't get it. What's going on? And then I'm like, oh, they're, like, dying and shit. Like,
yeah, Thanos.
And then, like, Spider-Man's like, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Oh, yeah.
He improv
like,
that scene, by the way.
Yeah, oh my God, like, Tony's gonna be, like, blaming himself for that one. For a good amount of part two. Now, people, there is a part two to this movie. Seriously, if you legit think that, like, these deaths are, like, permanent, no. This is part one. There is a part two. And we're gonna talk theories and what we think's gonna happen later on in the podcast. But I just want to remind people that it is not the end for a lot of these characters, because they do have sequels coming out. Many of them have sequels coming out.
Spider-Man.
So, okay, sorry. I just need to get that, like, out there at the beginning of the episode, because there have been some people that think that, like, this is the end. And, oh, so I saw the Infinity Wars for a second time on Friday with two of my friends. And
I actually saw,
like,
Infinity War again yesterday, last night.
Okay, so oh my God, his reactions. He was so verbal with all of his, he was like screaming and shouting, and he's very loud. Like, apparently my other friend said people were throwing popcorn at us, but I'm really short, so I must not have noticed. Because I didn't feel anything. But then again, I went to the movies with two of my friends that are really tall. Like, literally, compared to, like when I'm standing next to them, I literally, like, I barely hit their shoulders. They are really tall. So, like, it was like, yeah, people were throwing popcorn at us. I'm like, are you sure about that? Crap. People, no. Do not call me. Why are people calling me? Best friend just, my best friend just called me. She knows not to call me at this time. That better been a dial. Okay. So, he, like, legit just starts screaming when people start, doesn't back. I'm surprised they didn't have as much of a reaction to, Loki dying. I know I had, I was, like, kind of shocked with, Loki and seeing, Heimdall die as well.
I don't believe
it. But.
Loki died before and he was just fine.
Yeah, but even Thor said he thinks this time it's permanent.
Yeah, well, that's what he got the last time, too.
Maybe. So.
I'm just saying.
That is true. But, so, I've been talking to a lot of people about certain things that I've noticed, and didn't see in this, because we know, Valkyrie was with Thor and the Asgardians, and he was, at the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Valkyrie was not seen at all in that opening scene.
Maybe she's dead.
No, see, now that's a possibility, but there's also the possibility that because of the fact that Thanos only wiped out half of the Asgardians. Thor's words, he wiped out half of my people. Because Thanos only wipes out half of any race. Not all of them, just half of them. So, I'm thinking, and I said this to my friend, she thinks it might be a valid point, is I think Valkyrie might be with the half that survived, protecting them.
Likely.
Because she's the only one who can protect them, because they're all civilians. None of them were soldiers. None of them on Asgard. They're all like families. They're all just regular Asgardians. So that's what I'm thinking. And I kind of hope that's what it is, because I like Valkyrie. She's really cool. And so, but that's just one of, like, that's just one of my theories I have, and it sort of makes sense. Let's see. So, what was one of the, your favorite things about Infinity War?
Thanos being a dick.
Okay.
Thought that was pretty funny.
Well, which scene? Like, he was a dick in all. He had a lot of scenes where he was a dick.
You know what I really liked, actually, is the scene where he fucked with Gamora, and like, you know, let Gamora think that she killed him. Like, ha ha.
You're not gonna get the soul stone. Like, ha, in your face. You're the only thing that I ever held compassion for.
No, not that one.
When she kills them when they're getting the reality stone.
Yeah.
When they're aware of the creature. Okay.
Dave Bautista's character.
Drax.
Star-Lord and Drax, Star-Lord, and Mantis and all them.
Mm-hmm.
Drax hits the fucking floor.
Mm-hmm. That scene was funny, though. I like before that when the Guardians meet Thor, and it's just like, and Drax is like, to Star-Lord, you're a dude. This is a man.
Yeah.
Referring to Thor. So, it was really harsh. But, I mean, you're in the presence of a god, so.
Still harsh.
But it is still harsh, yeah. But I really like the scene where they're where Thor is just like with the Guardians on their ship, and that whole.
You know who I didn't? I was really shocked and surprised, pleasantly surprised,
mm-hmm.
to see Peter Dinklage in the movie.
Yes. He was a dwarf.
As Eitri.
Yes. As Eitri the dwarf.
Eitri the dwarf.
On the mining planet.
Nibidilir.
Nibidilir, yeah. Which, it was, I think, so awesome seeing Thor take, like, the blunt of, like the blunt impact of a star.
It was a dying neutron star, let's be honest with you. It's not even
but
like
still,
a
full star.
the dying neutron star.
He still took, like, the impact of a star, okay?
No one else
would have actually survived that.
Yes, but let's not overstate his accomplishments.
Wow, you're really hating on Thor, aren't you? You didn't like Stormbreaker?
Oh, I'm just messing. I'm just ragging on Thor.
Why?
Because it's like it's my inner Tony Stark that has to mess with Thor.
So, I'm going to just say that I have plans to make Stormbreaker as a prop because it looks awesome and I want to make it. I will not be cosplaying as Thor, but I do want to make Stormbreaker just so I can have it because, like, that axe is awesome, and when Groot hit the handle, I was like, yes! Yes, go Groot.
So there is some debate on Groot, on whether Groot is good son or Groot.
Groot
now,
is Groot. He's not the
Groot
son.
Groot is
a piece that was left over from Groot when he self-sacrificed himself to save the Guardians of the Galaxy in the Volume 1.
Well, according to the director, Groot is Groot's son. But, you know, if we're going to go with literal botany, Groot is Groot's clone.
They're like, I'm sorry, the director clearly doesn't know, like, shit about, like, biology
botany.
Or basic biology. It's not even botany. It's basic biology. Plant cells, like, you learned basic biology. Like, it's not even about botany. It's literally just, like, basic biology, like, plant cells and, like, how plants produce and stuff like that and asexual reproduction. And they're basically clones.
Yes. Yes. Botany
also covers
Groot. The same subject.
Yes, but botany makes
Body,
honestly, clearly clearly the director just needs to go back to basic high school biology.
Basic biology or botany, whichever. Either subject will cover it.
Yeah, but if he just checks out the high school textbook, he'll see, like, without having to, like...
One high school textbook. Exactly.
Yes. That's all I'm saying is, like, it really doesn't have to be, like... You don't have to look into botany. Just, like, open up a high school biology textbook. So, clone of Groot.
Groot is a clone. Groot is Groot's clone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's actually even more interesting is that plants tend to maintain their sort of memory of sorts. So it's likely that this Groot actually still has Groot's all of Groot's memories. When a plant is cut, you know, like we're like, you know, you get like a trimming essentially. It, you know, that trimming knows how to grow. It knows, like, how to grow into a new tree. So all the stuff that it needs is maintained within that little trimming. So that little trimming that was replanted in Groot likely has all of Groot's old memories.
All right. That makes sense. So... I was also sad that that Thanos got to Groot.
That was not
Thanos,
cool, man.
Thanos, no, that wasn't. Thanos Wiped out all the Guardians of the Galaxy except for Rocket.
You know, at least you get the good one.
So, sorry. So, do you blame Star-Lord, for, like, fucking it up when they were so close to getting that gauntlet off?
I don't know. The emotional response is, oh, fuck Star-Lord, whatever, right? You know, he was an asshole. But at the same time, you know, I take a look, you know, and what is he being emotional about? He's being emotional about Thanos killing Gamora.
He's
the love
of
his life. So can you blame him for throwing a fit at that particular moment? Maybe not.
No.
You know,
I agree with you on that.
I want to give him some leniency. Not too much leniency. You're still fucked up, kid. But, you know, it's understandable.
Yeah. Because there was a lot of hate on the internet on Star-Lord for that. And I'm just like, and I'm just sitting over here thinking, first off, he's an emotional guy. He acts on his emotions. And he was just told that Gamora's dead. You really think he's going to hold it together, people? No. What would you do in that same position? Probably, like, you might do something similar, you might not, but still, like, you can't blame him for reacting that way to Thanos.
Yeah, it was his reaction. He reacted in a way that was clearly not logical, but, you know, at the same time, not really a logical thing. You know, he's literally, Gamora was in love with his life, and you're telling him that, like, oh, I took away the love of your life, I threw off a fucking cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's gonna totally just hold that together. Now, at the same time, though, you know, maybe time and place, and you know, you got your buddies telling you, you know, don't do that. You know, you need to back the fuck up. Calm down, dude. You know. Maybe that's the point where, like, you should start calming the fuck down.
Yeah, but that only works on, like, for half people. Like, when you're in, like, when you fight down and you know someone walking in more pissed off than they should be, and you tell them to calm down. Calm down, back off. You don't want to do this. You know you don't want to do this. That only works half the time. Only half the time do they actually back off.
Sometimes.
Like, so. But yeah, no, I don't blame Star-Lord. I was still like, they were so close.
I don't entirely blame him.
No.
But you know what? At the same time, you know, maybe that's, you know, there was, you know, what was it, 24 million possibilities of a situation to win, and, you know, out of that 24 million, you have one victory.
Yeah.
So, you know, was that one victory? Does that, you know, include the time that, you know, with Star-Lord? I think it does because, you know, otherwise Doctor Strange wouldn't have given up the time stone.
No. He also wouldn't have sacrificed himself because he said at the beginning, I'm going to choose the time stone over you guys.
Yeah.
And he sacrificed himself for Tony. So he saw, and that outcome that he saw were the one outcome where they win.
It has to be the path of the Talon. So, on that regard, it was already factored in that Star-Lord fucked up.
So, that's the other thing. Now, everyone who was killed by Thanos when he snapped his fingers and everyone turned to dust. So the time is going to be crucial in bringing those people back. I'm not sure if Gamora will be brought back.
I would anticipate that anybody that was killed mundanely will not be brought back.
Because she wasn't killed with the snapping. She wasn't killed with all six Infinity Stones on the gauntlet. She wasn't
killed the same way.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that anybody that was killed mundanely.
I don't know what that means. You're using big words here. I'm an idiot. Please use small words.
Anybody that was killed through a normal method by, you know, Loki had his neck snapped.
Gamora got
thrown off a cliff.
Heimdall was speared in the stomach. Yeah.
What was this now?
Heimdall got speared through the stomach.
Oh, is that the Blackest Guardian?
Yes.
That's who I was trying to get at, too. I was just so it's a good thing that you knew his name, because I did not.
Oh, Heimdall's one of my favorite characters, so yeah.
He's a cool character, I like him. You know, he tossed Incredible Hulk, you know, the Hulk off the ship.
Yeah, after the Hulk got bitch-slapped by Thanos, to the point where he got smacked so hard by Thanos, he reverted back to... when it comes time for the Hulk to come out, he says no, because someone got bitch smacked and they want to see that happen again. Thor got pussy whipped.
You're putting into him. How hard do you have to hit the Hulk to put the fear into the Hulk?
Hulk got pussy whipped by Thanos. He got smacked so hard that he was scared to come out for the entire movie.
I
would have loved to have seen the Hulk bust out of the Hulkbuster armor. I thought that was so cool to see the Hulk just bust out of that.
But it didn't happen. So speaking of the Incredible Hulk, sort of related, unrelated. I got a strain of weed actually called the Incredible Hulk.
Oh God.
My guy texted me last night. I was like, oh, so what kind of strains you got today? And he's like, oh, you listen to stuff up. He's like, oh, I got the stuff called the Incredible Hulk. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to try this stuff. I bet it'll put the bitch will slap me down for getting in one head. Picture three, but whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
That is.
You know, the big green monster.
Yeah. So yeah, Thanos, like, definitely, like, a force to be reckoned with if he can, smack the Hulk around into getting scared, like, into, like, getting him too scared to, like, transform.
So speaking of Thanos, and you know this podcast, and we talk about we're talking about Dragon Ball Super for a time. So I'm sure you've seen that meme where Goku.
Didn't I send it to you?
You might have given Thanos the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, with Zeno-sama.
Yeah, what's that?
That saying, that's cute, bitch. Was that the one?
No. The one where Goku's like, oh, given Thanos the Infinity Stones, like, oh, I want to fight you at your full power.
I didn't see that one, but I sent you the one where there's a meme going around with Thanos like, yes, I did it. I erased half the universe. And then it's like, Zeno-sama would be like, that's cute, bitch, because Zeno-sama, like, erased, like, half of multiple universes. Not just one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
That's the one I sent you.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, like I said to that one, though, just because we're talking about it right now, you know, Thanos only erased half the universe by choice, though. And he did it with a snap of his fingers, which, you know, he could probably, presumably, take out the rest of the universe if he so chose.
Probably.
Now, that being said, though, clearly he doesn't, so. And Zeno-sama is still the king of all who could just, like, erase him.
Yeah. So,
again, universe, so.
Speaking of Thanos,
but
I like that they added in Gamora as a child and her, like, how she meets Thanos and how he's literally just like, here, little child, like, here's a knife. Have fun playing with it and trying to balance it while my soldiers will massacre your family
half your people.
Yes. And like he's like, No, don't look, keep playing with the knife.
You know,
Parenting 101. Parenting 101 right there.
No, don't look at the slaughter, look at the knife.
No, don't look at the people dying, look at the knife. Look at the pretty knife and learn how to balance it so you can learn how to use it. So I like that they added that, but then I was like, oh my god, really?
Yeah, but I thought that was an interesting touch.
It was. It was an interesting touch, and it just,
And it kind of shows that Thanos isn't just a heartless monster. I mean, he is, but, like, he's not just a heartless monster. He's also
no.
a dad.
Yes.
Just a really shitty one.
Really. I mean, like, you, like, think about his other, daughter Nebula? Yeah, no, he's a really shitty dad.
Oh, he's got another daughter?
Nebula. The blue one.
Nebula,
the cyborg.
The blue one. Oh, that makes so much more sense into why they're sisters, but they don't look anything alike.
They're adoptive sisters, because Thanos probably also
sisters.
Stole Nebula the same way he stole Gamora.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense now. I thought about it, but I didn't really think about it too hard.
I mean, yeah, so, like, because basically, like, Thanos would have them fight, and, like, basically, Gamora would always win. So, Thanos to, torch because Nebula would lose, and she said this is what she told her Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, he would replace a part of her with cybernetics. Which is why she's more of a cyborg than anything else, than whatever her race is.
Thanos made her the way she is.
Yeah. And it's all because she could never win against Gamora. And there's the whole thing with them in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 where they're, like, fighting it out and, like, getting their issues out. So, but yeah. So they are sisters. They're just not blood sisters. They were raised together from a young age when Thanos basically took them from their home planets after like massacring half their people. And be like, yeah, so like I'm gonna take you with me. Yeah. So all right. So I know you're like you've been hating on Thor, but I'm wondering because a lot of people have been asking questions about related to this. Whose entrance did you like better, Captain America's entrance at the train station, or Thor's entrance with Stormbreaker to Wakanda?
Oh, Thor's entrance is far better.
Yeah.
I might be hating on Thor, but I don't actually hate Thor. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Okay. I agree with you on that. Thor's entrance to with Stormbreaker.
But he fucked up.
I know, because he didn't go for the head. He didn't go for the headshot. So, Thor, you fucked up with Stormbreaker. But still, like, damn, that was a great entrance. Like, so perfect. Be good.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it's my allergies. It's like everything's like,
No, I think Peter Dinklage's character is my favorite, though. It's 15-foot dwarf. Seeing Peter Dinklage, you know, the giant like that was had me fucking dying. I was dying every time I seen him, just like laughing my head off. I'm like, really? Really? You fucking assholes.
So, were you expecting to see Red Skull?
That was interesting.
That was. I was shocked.
I wouldn't say it was more of a surprise than anything else, a light surprise. I was like, oh, this is where this asshole's been. That makes sense.
I actually kind of forgot about him.
I kind of hadn't. I was just kind of wondering what the hell they did with him.
I was like, kind of forgot about like him after like the end of that movie and like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're saying though.
So, but I mean, as much as I love Thor, I think Spider-Man had me cracking up throughout the whole movie the most.
Oh, Spider-Man's hilarious.
Like, old movie Aliens?
Dude, freaking Tony's just like, kid, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you.
If you say one more pop culture reference,
I am going to strangle you with your own web.
So, like, that was great. Like, if an alien like shoots at my stomach, it's like, what? Just like, just stop talking, kid. Like, Tony's just like, stop. Don't even continue that sentence.
I'm just trying to say somebody's coming.
What?
That's what he said. He's just like, I'm just trying to say somebody's coming.
Yeah. So I loved Spider-Man's new suit, the nanotech suit that he got.
Yes.
That so
was
awesome.
So we've got Ant-Man and Wasp. Then
okay.
Captain Marvel, then Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah. So, I'm also... Hawkeye will make his appearance in Infinity War Part 2. I'm pretty sure about that. Along with Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel. So, I know you looked into Captain Marvel, right?
Yes. So, you want me to talk about Captain Marvel?
A little bit.
Captain Marvel's movie is going to be taking place in the 90s, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But as for Captain Marvel herself, she's a woman, obviously. I guess. So, she was like a Navy pilot, I guess, and she ended up getting fused with like an alien life form or something. I don't know exactly how, but that's like kind of where her powers come from, is that fusion thing, and she's really, really powerful. She's one of the strongest heroes in the Marvel Universe, actually. She can shoot blasts from her hands that are as powerful as nukes. For example, she does, like, a bunch of crazy stuff. She's, as far as, like, you know, OP-ness goes, she's very, very OP. That's pretty much what I got off of it. I haven't really looked too much into it, but that's what I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to tie her into Avengers 4, which is, you know, 20 years
later.
Well,
basically, we know that she's going to be... Sorry. like I said, I've been dealing with some... My allergies have been pretty bad today. Okay, so we know that Nick Fury is basically going to be in the Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, that's true. We're going to see a younger version of Nick Fury.
We're going to see a younger version of Nick Fury because since the movie takes place in the 90s, it's in the past. So we're definitely going to be seeing a younger Nick Fury because... of the fact that the whole reason we're talking about Captain Marvel is because the end credit scene of Infinity War was Nick Fury hitting the signal button to Captain Marvel.
That's a pager.
The pager, yeah.
For all people that don't know what a pager is, pagers predate cell phones. It's for old people. Like... You dialed the number and it buzzed the other person's pager.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Captain Marvel responds with her signal there.
Yeah. So that's how we're going to tie into Avengers Infinity War because sometime during this movie, during Captain Marvel, when they meet, she's going to give him the pager to contact her if there's an emergency or something.
Yeah. I think
that's where it's going to tie in. So all of that. So when is that coming out?
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
March 2019.
Okay.
Because
I know Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think, is coming out soon, right?
July or June.
Yeah. July. Okay. See that?
Is that?
So that'll be coming out soon. And then Captain Marvel the following year. So we'll have to wait longer for Captain Marvel, but yeah, like it won't be that bad. Like sorry.
You okay?
I hate allergy season. I really do. Yeah, I just hate allergy season. And, like, I was doing some work outside, so, like, it doesn't really help.
No, I can assume that.
Okay, that's a little better. So I can keep going for the rest of the show. What more can we talk about? Okay,
Let's go back to Spider-Man.
Can we? You want to talk about Spider-Man more?
Just for a little bit. I was really a big fan of Spider-Man Homecoming. I love the whole Tony Stark gadgets with Spider-Man. I think that's just like, it's just so cool. It's the most they can come up with. And then like the whole like spider space suit was like legit just amazing.
It's like I told you to like, I told you to go back home. Like it was like, yeah, but I was kind of already here and I was hanging and like, yeah.
There can't be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man if there's no neighborhood.
No neighborhood.
I was like, ouch, right in the fields.
Yeah, but that made sense. It's like. That didn't make sense. I'm like, no, it made sense. It didn't make sense. Like, I wanted to yell out in the theater that didn't make sense.
Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, out right in the field.
It was. And then, like... Although I thought it was kind of funny how like at the beginning of the movie when he's on the field trip and he's like, Ned, I need you to make a distraction, and like Ned just looks out the window and starts freaking out about the spaceship. It's like, oh, that's like, you know what, that's perfect.
Yeah,
just do that.
Let's do that.
just do that. Don't even listen to me asking you to make a distraction. Just do that. So,
I caught that the second time. The first time I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, that was really good, kid. And then I'm looking at it again, I'm like, oh, okay. So he's just like, no, that's just a natural reaction.
That's just a natural reaction to looking out the window and seeing like a flying donut.
It's like, hey, I need you to make a distraction. Holy shit, we're all gonna die!
Yep. So, yeah, I like that. It's just like, kid, where the hell did you come? Field trip.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Alright. So,
anyway. What else was there to talk about in Avengers?
I loved the fight in Wakanda. Like, I love Wakanda. Like, the set for Wakanda is just amazing. Like, it's so awesome.
I love how, like, Scarlet Witch shook the big grinder thing and used it against the army.
Oh, yeah, that was great. She's like, like, her and Vision.
Yeah, who saw that going?
Like,
I did not see it coming.
No, like, if they were less distracted about their, like, I just want to feel you. I just want to be with you. Then, like, they could have fucking destroyed the stone so much easier.
Yeah. Stop letting your emotions get in the way. Just destroy the stone. Not that big a deal.
Yeah. And I mean, like, she wasted so much time trying to put off destroying it. And by the time she does, Thanos, I got the time. Then he just, like, rewinds time and just kills Vision again.
Yep, that was shitty.
Yeah, no, that was really shitty. Be like, wow. You get killed, then you get, like, revived because of, like, time being rewound, just to get killed again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You know what we call
Scarlet
that?
Witch.
Useless.
What? Yeah, useless. Scarlet Witch, yeah, she kind of disappointed me with, like, because, I mean, she was awesome whenever she was able to fight. But whenever she got around Vision, she just, like, let her, like, emotions cloud everything.
Yeah.
And even when Vision was like, it's okay, do it. Like, destroy the stuff.
Dude, even Star-Lord had the balls to shoot freaking Gamora.
Yeah.
Even, even Star-Lord managed to get the balls up to try to shoot Gamora. Mm-hmm. Admittedly,
yeah.
He didn't succeed, but you know what? That part wasn't his fault.
That's true.
Because he's
that was a fucking reality stone.
He pulled the trigger. So, not his fault that his lasers got turned into bubbles.
Yeah, but I loved the entire fight scene in Wakanda with
With
the aliens, with all the aliens coming in.
Yep.
And, like, Black Widow and, the head, palace guard, whatever, commander, general from, in Wakanda. I'm blanking on her name.
I don't know her name either.
Yeah, I'm blanking on her name. When her and Black Widow teamed up, I was like, yo, this is awesome. So, I like that. And I love when Thor's entrance to Wakanda with Rocket and Groot tagging along with him. And, like, Rocket, like, and Bucky be like, is that gun for sale? No. What about your arm? No.
No.
Yo, I'm so getting that arm. Right?
What's up?
Rocket, when he met Bucky.
Rocket, yes. Rocket was being a dick.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
was...
yo, can I have that gun? No. What about your arm? No. And then he's like, still getting that arm.
Yeah.
But the arm disintegrated along with Bucky. But the gun didn't. Rocket can't actually get the gun.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. Just because the possibility exists doesn't mean that it's a good one.
No, of course not. But
Rocket would
yeah.
try. No, I like freaking speaking of Rocket, I liked when Thor was talking about all the weapons of Niflheim or whatever that could
yeah.
work. Lidlay or whatever hell. It'll blow your nose. You know, it'll destroy your mind and body and whatever the hell else, right? And I can just like, is it fucked up that I want to just do it even more now? It's like, yes, Rocket, it is, but we like you more for it. So, like, we invite you to try.
Yeah. Oh, wow, we have 3 minutes left.
3 minutes
left.
Damn.
I mean, the whole point is that this, I wanted this episode to be just like all Avengers.
All Avengers, all the time.
Yes. So, that's why I said at the beginning, this is all the spoilers. So, like, I warned people ahead of time. Like, if they haven't seen it yet, well, don't listen. That's what I said. So, let's see. One thing I just want to add, like, I mean, there's so many of dust memes, of the Thanos dust memes going around the internet. The one I think that made me, laugh the most was this one that has Killmonger from Black Panther. And it's just like, is this your king now? Hello, dust. I saw that on the bus when I saw that and I started cracking up. Like, I could not hold it. I couldn't hold it together on that one. And there's this lady, she just gives me this look like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So
I thought the most screwed up one.
What?
I thought the most screwed up one. They used Nina from Full Metal Alchemist, and they're like, Edward, I don't feel so good.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Fuck.
There's also one that which is your favorite character from Infinity Wars? And it's just like four different types of dust piles. Of piles of dirt. It's like, what? I picked two. So, alright. Let's get into the end of the show. So, with that, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talk all about Avengers Infinity War. And all that fun stuff. So thank you guys for listening. Geek Out with Hebbles, episode 46. Subscribe to here on Box Talk Radio to Geek Out with Hebbles. Check me out on Facebook at dhebbles at geekoutwithhebbles.com. And my allergies will be pretty much gone next week. So I'll be one. Actually, hold on. I'm not even doing next week. I'm going on vacation. So I'll figure out what I'm doing next week. Might do the show a different day. With that, good night, Steve. Thanks for being on the show with me.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Stop dying.